Robert Moore will have to wait to stand trial again for the presumed murder of a Smith Township teen, a continuance in the case of the 55-year-old Alliance man granted Wednesday by Mahoning County Judge Maureen Sweeney. A new trial date has not been set. The postponement sought by Assistant Attorney General Dan Caceres, who took over the case in January, he cited a need for additional time to prepare. Prosecutor Lynn Merrow previously requested a special prosecutor to avoid a conflict of interest. Moore was found not guilty of aggravated murder in 2022 in the June 2009 disappearance of 17-year-old Glenna White. Sweeney declared a mistrial after jurors were unable to agree on a lesser charge of murder. Several mistrials and continuances have taken place. A Massillon man accused of taking part in sexual activity with a juvenile has been formally charged with the crime. Star County grand jury indicted 50-year-old Gregory Sturm. He's charged with sexual battery, domestic violence, and intimidation. The alleged activity occurred from December 2023 to January 2024 when the victim was 16. Sturm also accused of harming or trying to harm a female family member April 13th. The indictment states he threatened the victim and a witness in May. Sturm was arrested Tuesday, scheduled for arraignment today in Common Pleas Court. Legislation to repeal fire and EMS levies in North Canton will receive a first reading by council Monday. The proposal concerning the 1.5 mil fire levy and 3.3 mil EMS levy scheduled to appear on council's agenda. The repository reports the appeal would become law and take effect within 30 days after the third reading. Finance Director Gina Alaback would then file paperwork with the Starr County Budget Commission to remove levies from the tax rolls. Council pledged to repeal the levies if voters passed a 0.5% increase of the city's income tax. That tax hike was approved in the May primary. Brimfield Township man who allegedly killed his wife is on trial. Opening statements were presented Tuesday in Portage County Common Pleas Court in the case of 37-year-old Eric Cunningham. Witnesses were called by the prosecution to testify. More testimony was heard Wednesday. Cunningham was indicted on charges of murder and felonious assault in the December 2018 slaying of 33-year-old Lacey Cunningham. She was found dead in the garage of the couple's home on Hazelnut Drive. Police said she was shot to death on New Year's Eve. An appeal held up the trial but was denied in 2023. A Salem woman scheduled for a pretrial hearing in Columbiana County Municipal Court September 4th on account of endangering children. The then 4-month-old daughter of 22-year-old Ashley Boley was taken to Akron Children's Hospital in October due to low weight. Child gained weight under medical care and was placed with a family member. Medical personnel told police Boley failed to cooperate with them and canceled numerous checkups and appointments for the child. Boley pleaded not guilty Tuesday. Lawsuit filed by landlords doing business in Salem will now be heard in federal court. Four property owners filed the suit, saying occupancy license applications, fees, and inspection requirements in an amended city ordinance are unconstitutional. The ordinance requires inspection of rental properties, payment of a $35 fee for each occupancy license application, and $72 per rental unit for each license. The suit asks the assessments be declared an unlawful tax and that the city has been unjustly enriched by the fees. Columbiana County Judge Megan Bickerton approved the transfer. A Negley man charged with secretly recording videos of women will be sentenced in August. 25-year-old Shane Wright pleaded guilty Wednesday to voyeurism and possessing criminal tools in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors recommending a one-year sentence. Wright was arrested August 23rd by St. Clair Township Police, who said he was using his cell phone to record video of women from the rafters over the locker room, bathroom, and tanning bed area of Planet Fitness on Route 170. Police say they discovered more videos on his phone showing women in changing rooms at the Calcutta Walmart August 12th and 21st. A Columbiana man faces having his bond revoked after allegedly contacting a rape victim. Mahoning County prosecutors asked a judge to revoke bond for 46-year-old Matthew Nicholson. He's accused of sending a Facebook message to a victim May 29th. Nicholson indicted in January on three charges of rape, as well as counts including aggravated drug possession and sexual battery. Charges were filed after an investigation by the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office. Nicholson's bond was set in Common Pleas Court at $500,000. It was later reduced to $250,000, which he posted. A North Lima man was in court Wednesday facing charges including aggravated vehicular homicide and vehicular assault. 37-year-old Joshua Johnston accused in a November crash that took the life of 35-year-old Miranda Zullo of Youngstown. The car driven by Johnston was southbound on Warner Road November 10th when it failed to yield at Route 82 and hit a vehicle in which Zullo was a passenger. Johnston is to be released from the Belmont Correctional Institution in November. He was given a one-year sentence after pleading guilty in December to burglary and menacing by stalking for breaking into the North Lima home of his ex-girlfriend.